Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Wait, you forgot her music, Brian. She's got walk-up music.
Nope, not coming on. Not without my music.
He's like, I'm out of sorts. She's usually on Tuesdays.
Oh, that's why.
That's why. Here it is.
All right. All right. I'm ready now.
That Sorry is Terry about that. Savage. The Savage Truth, the money lady. She tells me what goes up must come down. Look at the stock market today.
What do you think about that? Did you think it was only going to go straight up? You have a 750-point up day. You have a couple of 2 days in a row that erase it. And we've got the stock market, you know, overall for the week, net-net, about unchanged. But, boy, fasten your seatbelt. At these levels, you can have bigger moves, and they don't just go in one direction. A lot of people taking profits. That's just the easy way to describe what happened.
I'll tell you what, I was listening to John Williams yesterday when you were on the business lunch, and maybe it was yesterday or the day before, and the owner of the Kane County Cougars, do you call him Dr. Bob?
Dr. Bob Frelick is a famed economist. He's written about 8 books that have been translated into more languages around the world than I think exist, books on investing in the markets. And he's forecast every year for the Executives Club January Economic Forecast. And he's got an incredible track record. And in recent years, he's been outrageously bullish. So with the exception of the bad year in 2022 for both stocks and bonds, he's been able to claim the crown. And in January, he said Dow 44,000. So we thought yesterday we'd bring him back. He was also on our air in January. And he's sticking firmly to higher levels for the stock market. That makes you feel better tonight.
Yeah. Well, and Terry, you said when you were working the floor years ago, the thought that it would even hit 20 was something.
Oh, my goodness. I don't want to date myself, but I remember when someone forecast Dow 10,000 and made me a T-shirt. And I thought, this guy is absolutely crazy. And I did wear it the day the Dow hit 10,000. So look, over the long run, the stock market is a place to be. You don't have to beat it. The S&P 500, that's that index fund in your 401k, that will get you there. You do not have to pick tech stocks over small caps, over large caps. You can diversify in your 401k. But the main stock market participation should always be that Standard & Poor's 500 stock index fund. It's in every single 401k. A warning, though, you're retired. You're not contributing anymore. You don't get to buy bargains when your contribution goes in and the market's down. So then you might want to become a lot more conservative, even if the market goes higher, because you don't get to buy bargains and you're going to have to live on that money and start taking it out pretty soon. So that's when you have a cushion of chicken money on the side. I repeat myself because it's so important. If you're 30 or 40, don't even worry about it. Worry about the Sox, worry about the Cubs, worry about the Bears. Don't worry about the stock market. Over your lifetime, you will come out ahead just being an investor.
I know you know Terry Savage is just this wizard when it comes to finance, but I know Terry Savage, who is on one of those horses that you see at a grocery store that you used to put a quarter in. She was riding it with a cowboy hat on.
Well, you know, I love horses, and a friend has a carousel set up for a big children's party, and there was one of those things that used to be, you know, put a quarter in outside the front of the grocery store, and yep. I said, oh, I haven't sat on one of these in, ooh, so many years. So I got on, and next thing you know, she put a quarter in, and I was hanging on.
And I get the picture, which I absolutely love. That's the Terry Savage that I love. Questions are coming in, 312-981-7200. Here's one. Terry, I'm 45 and granted an early pension withdrawal buyout. I opened a traditional IRA to move the money. Is that the best spot to put a pension buyout to avoid taxes?
Absolutely. And if you haven't done it yet, instead of taking the check, you should have your trustee of the pension make the check payable, either transfer it directly to your new IRA custodian, so there's never any tax implication, or at least make it payable to the IRA so you don't touch it. You do have 60 days to roll it over, but then typically they would have withholding if they made a check out to you. So make sure the whole amount gets rolled over, no withholding necessary, and then you get to make some investment choices. Start with the S&P 500 fund.
Why do companies offer early pension withdrawal buyouts?
They may be changing to a different kind of retirement plan. It may be part of a sale of a company. What you get is all the tax deferral up to this point. It's a pension, not a 401k, so it's not your investments. It's what their actuaries say the present value is worth, and so you'll get the rollover. Your job is to keep it growing. Do not take it and spend it on remodeling the house or going on a trip.
Okay. Next question. I have 403B funds in TIAA. Are these insured like bank accounts?
Okay. Someone called this into John's. I mean, you're very worried. Your money in a retirement plan like a 403B, that's typically for nonprofit places as opposed to 401Ks, but the same kind of thing. You're not guaranteed against dumb investment decisions you make that lose money within the plan. But TIAA is one of the largest holders of retirement funds. You do not have to worry about that. All you have to do is worry about making smart decisions on the funds you choose within the plan.
What's the latest with the clawback on the Social Security?
Oh, Lord. Well, Larry Kotlikoff, my partner, is having dinner with the Treasury Secretary, and we're hoping to have a meeting in Washington later this month. They have limited the amount of the clawbacks to only 10% of your monthly benefit. So that helps people whose benefits they miscalculated, perhaps because they didn't check on the fact that they were getting a teacher's pension. But there are a lot of people still suffering greatly because they were on disability and may have at one time, and who knows, so the records are bad, gone over the earnings limit, and then they chop them off the disability rolls and try and claw back $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 worth of benefits from years ago. So our new goal is to get them to limit clawbacks to just 18 months of benefits, not years and years of benefits when they belatedly, 20 years later, discover they might have made a mistake. We are keeping the pressure on, and Washington is the answer. And we know a lot of people are still suffering.
This person said, I'm not sure if it's a topic for Terry or not. Could you please ask her if an IRA should be in a trust or have my kids as beneficiaries directly?
Oh, great question. And 99% of the time, you do not want to make your trust the beneficiary, especially if you have children, because a trust is not a person. And so a trust would have to empty the IRA immediately, whereas a person who's a beneficiary, who's not your spouse, it's an eligible beneficiary, that person would get 10 years to start taking the money or to complete taking the money out of the IRA, 10 more years of tax-deferred growth. Your spouse has a different longer-term option, and a lot depends whether you started taking those required distributions before you die. But basically, do not name your living trust as the beneficiary. Name those adult children or grandchildren.
And back to Dr. Bob, when I was listening yesterday, he said it really doesn't make any difference who wins the election in November as far as impact on finances. That's not exactly
that's
not what he said.
Quite what he said.
Right. But clue me into what he said and whether you agree with that.
Okay. I was shocked when Dr. Bob said, well, it really doesn't make any difference because the market, and it was a great perspective, actually. All the headlines, all the commentators and pundits, when the market was up for 2 days, oh, it was the Trump dividend. He clearly was leading in the polls, and that a Republican-led administration would be easier on mergers and deals and less regulation and more energy drilling. And all day long on CNBC, they just tried to decide if it were a Republican House, Senate, and presidency, which stocks would you want to buy? But Dr. Bob's point was he believes we're going into an era of tremendous productivity because in part of artificial intelligence, and that there's still plenty of money sloshing around, and that interest rates are coming down no matter what, and that we have inflation under control. And those are the things he says will lead to another upside surge in the stock market, not so much politics. And, you know, over history, we know what the markets and the correlation between politics and the markets are. When you have up months, July, August, August, September, October, that typically helps the party that's in power, the presidency. If you had a decline, it would historically has led to a change in power, but you only know that in hindsight. So right. Every day is a different day in the market, but I think it's interesting to keep an eye on the big picture, some very positive things in our economy and in the global economy, and that's what focused his forecast on. Dow 44,000. I'm sure he didn't change it today, just because we're down over 500 points.
Terry Savage, you will find her at terrysavage.com.